Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
It's kind of a ho-hum day. We don't really feel like we have anything to stick out other than a bank deal. New York Community Bank with Steve Mnuchin getting involved, the former Treasury Secretary, and then Chairman Powell speaking. And I'm going to tell you, I think that Chairman Powell is going to say the same thing over and over again, which is that if the economy gets hot, he'll do something. If the economy gets cool, he'll do something. And that's one of the reasons why we're in such a holding pattern. But it's very reassuring because what it is basically a Fed put.
No, absolutely. Jobs report tomorrow, so that will be key to see wage gains, unemployment rate. By the way, S&P is now, thanks to yesterday's move and today, recovered all of Tuesday's losses.
There you go.
Very interesting to see that. And yet, you know, you mentioned NYCB. You know, what's interesting this year versus last year, when the regional banks had issues, the whole group got demolished. Yet Wells Fargo, new 52-week high today.
And Wells Fargo is the analog, frankly. Wells Fargo is a regional national bank, which is what Steve Mnuchin wants to do with New York Community. And I have said from the very beginning that you would see when Charlie Scharf got rid of the last consent decree, then this would be the key. Now, what happened is people said, well, they've got all these other consent decrees. This was the one that put the cap on. They're doing some creative things. The credit card seems to be creative to me.
Yeah, they've been really focused on credit card. They announced a new one yesterday with some travel perks. So we'll see there.
Yeah.
But I do want to follow up on a couple of yesterday's stories. Let's start with Foot Locker. Obviously, disappointing day, down 30%. Weak guide. They're investing. They're stepping up their investments. But the cadence wasn't good either.
No. And Mary Dillon is still CEO, still sticking by what she thinks is a great opportunity. I would point out it's our smallest position, and I find it a nuisance. I am going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's the next best name to have. There are a lot of stocks shaking around. I was wanting to wait for the market to get oversold to initiate anything because I think that when we find, we just come in and say, today's the day, that's a mistake.
Yeah, well, I know the charts on Mad Money just the other day from Larry Williams indicated maybe there would be some weakness ahead. We'll see.
We don't like to buy when they're up. I mean, I just think that when you look at the record of what we've done correct, it's when things have been beaten down.
Yeah.
And if you act then, I think you get a good, you know, look, there was like this moment in Walmart where if we weren't in Costco, which reports tonight, I would have said, wow, this is the great opportunity. I'm looking for opportunity on price and opportunity on substance. But you got to have both if you're going to have a successful investment.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.